Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Chickie's in South Philly. Jordan Mailata Show coming up at 6 o'clock with Jordan, myself, and Elliot. And then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas. Can you call it? Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and this week's guest, Tanner McKee. Speaking of the Players Lounge, these chairs, a little more loungy.
Yeah.
It fits the Players Lounge a little bit better, I would say.
Right? Certainly fits a lounge.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jordan
yeah.
ought to be happy with these seats.
I mean, he's a big man.
Yeah.
I hope they support him. That's my only.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only hesitation.
You think BG's upset?
Oh, then we waited until
he did the show for 15 years.
Never sat in a good seat.
He was on the bench the whole time.
Yeah. On the wood.
Yeah. Yep. Pause.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's wants to wish our team good luck this October. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. All right, new poll. Which describes more how you feel about A.J. Brown today, annoyed or understanding?
Oh, I guarantee you most people are annoyed by this.
What do you think the poll's at?
Let's go 70%.
52% annoyed.
Oh, only 52.
48% understanding.
Wow.
People love A.J.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I do too. But they just won a game. We get it.
Yeah.
We get it.
Yeah.
We get it.
Yeah.
We need to get you the ball. Like, you want to be more involved. We get it. We understand.
2 hours after the game ended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we get it.
And didn't delete it, which is an old AJ
did
move.
Did not delete
and
it.
And didn't pull the I was hacked move.
No. He did pull I was hacked a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And then we broke that. No one brought that up. That we broke on the air. It's all the negativity.
But he admitted to it the next day.
Yes,
yeah,
he
pretty
did.
Much admitted to it the next day.
What did you think of...
Can I FaceTime him?
Yeah.
Buzz, please.
See your face.
Yeah. Just forehead in the shot. Only yes. Only your forehead. What do you think of Nick Sirianni jawing with Baker Mayfield?
Well, that's two hotheads right there.
Yep. Yeah,
so... Not surprised at all. I would prefer my coach not get involved with any of that, but it didn't seem to get out of hand. But listen, Baker's a talker, and if you're going to talk to Nick Sirianni, he's going to talk back. Like, he's going to talk back. If you're going to talk trash, I don't know how it started.
Right.
Right? So, he's not going to shy away from that if that's what you want to do.
There's been a few of those this year with Nick, I think. The only thing that I thought of when I saw it is we've had a bunch of the personal foul and taunting penalties this year.
Yeah.
And for me, a lot of the times the team is the reflection of the coach.
Uh-oh.
Well, I mean, if your head coach is doing that,
yeah,
it's hard as a coach to tell the players you can't taunt, you can't do this, you can't do that. But I'm here jawing with the quarterback on the other team.
Right.
I just think from a Nick, I like that he's fiery. I mm-hmm. like that he cares. I like all those things. I just think he's got to leave that stuff in yesterday. I just think in the evolution of Nick, if you want to be one of the like considered, thought of up there with the top coaches in the NFL,
yeah.
Because I don't think he gets the respect that he deserves from a winning perspective. Mm-hmm. You look at his record and you look at his accomplishments compared to and think about how long he's been in the league, only 5 years.
Yeah.
It's pretty unprecedented to be there.
Yeah.
But he doesn't, I don't think, get that national acclaim. And I think part of it is this. And I just think if you have a Jalen Carter who's had a couple of these penalties so far, one that got him kicked out of the game. You had Cooper DeJean had one yesterday. You know, I think it's just hard if you're a coach to tell the players not to do it if you're doing it.
Yeah, the spitting thing is ridiculous.
Yeah. So,
but some of the other taunting flags are really more of the emphasis that the league is trying to do away with it. Like, I've seen that with Cooper DeJean did. I've seen that a million times in the past, and it was never flagged. Like, it was never flagged. So they are looking to do this stuff now, the penalized players for what's deemed unsportsmanlike. Yeah, I don't think Nick should make a habit of it. And because I never think a coach should get into jawing with players out there on the field. But I understand my coach, too. And I understand every once in a while it's gonna happen with him.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, it just is. I think that whatever it is in him that gets his blood going, there's something about being – and he's a former player. There's something about being down there in the thick of things that your juices get going. When the opposing team comes jawing at you, it's going to be hard for him to walk away from it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a clip out there. So Bill Belichick, this happened with Bill Belichick, I believe. There's a clip out there. You can find it. My old college teammate, Derek Mason, used to be a receiver.
I've seen this one.
Tennessee, yeah. And in Baltimore. He's messing with Bill Belichick, jawing at him. And Bill Belichick is like, oh, Mason, why don't you shut the bleep up?
Yeah.
Now, Bill's not going to show a lot of emotion there, but that was his reply to D. Mace, who was basically jawing at him over there. Yeah. Nick's just one of those guys, man. I'm
just not sure that Baker was even saying anything to him. I thought Nick was, like, instigating it.
Like, I didn't see how it started.
I think he was jawing Baker for making a bad throw.
Okay.
And and that was what was annoying to me. It's like,
okay.
And then it kind of woke Baker up. I mean, Baker played really well. But he threw the pick. And it kind of threw everything off.
Uh-oh.
Oops.
Jack slipped.
Freudian slip.
Yeah, I want to be clear. That was Jack.
No, but, like.
Not me.
If they came back and won that game, Baker was going to say something about Nick, and I think Nick could have woken them up for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to be jawing at Baker Mayfield. You're a Super Bowl winning coach.
Yeah, I didn't see that part of it. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't see it either.
Yeah. Okay.
215-592-9494.
Yeah, he does not need to be. Yeah, no. He definitely doesn't need to initiate any of it.
Tim in Maple Shade, you're on WIP. What's up, Tim?
Unfortunately.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
What's up, Tim?
Yeah, it came out.
It's the first time caller on your show. I have a question about our coordinator and our head coach.
Okay.
And how it may contribute to the inconsistency of our offense.
Okay.
Because I'm thinking about the tale of two halves in both games, where last week, you know, we were slow, lethargic in the first half. In the second half, we came out like ball busters. Yesterday's game, you know, we felt like a team. And then in the second half, you know, we had no clue. Now, it's one of that contributes to the fact that we have a head coach who can't call plays and an offensive coordinator who has never called plays. I just want to get your opinion on that.
Well, how did the offensive coordinator call the plays in the first half?
Well, I'm thinking that maybe, yes, his preparation for the first half went well, and in the second half he just ran out of ideas. That was the fact of, you know, their adjustment, the Buccaneers' adjustment,
right.
You know, to our offense.
Buccaneers.
You know, and they just ran out of ideas. And I felt that way when we had those three straight incompletions to A.J. Brown. Like, we didn't know what else to do on offense in the second half. I just want to get you guys' opinion on that.
Yeah, listen, I don't think play design was the issue in the second half. Seemed more like execution. I don't know what happened at halftime. But it certainly seemed like they came out in the second half with a conservative effort to get the ball to A.J.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so much so, like you said, the three plays, they went straight to him, bang, bang, bang. I don't think we completed any of the three.
Well, and I'll tell you this, if we can't run the ball, the offense thing is going to get tougher. I think if we can't run the ball, because we're never. Hang on one second. Hold on, Tim. We haven't been an offense, and we're not going to be an offense. Like the offense that we saw Tampa running, we're never going to do that. We're not going to drop back and throw it 45 times if we don't have to. You know, like
right. You get down 24-3.
But in general, they're more willing to throw the ball, and there are teams that are more willing to throw the ball. We're not. It's just never who the Eagles have been. And if they're not able to run the ball, which I do think to some extent is just an execution issue, I don't think Jordan Mailata is lying when he keeps telling us that it's on them and they're not blocking and they're not executing the way that they did last year. Mm-hmm. It's going to be trouble if we can't run the ball at some point. And I think that contributes to the second half, because when they're blitzing, that gives us a way to answer when we're passing the ball. If they're not blitzing anymore, then we got to be able to run the ball. We weren't able to run the ball in either half last year. I mean, that was the worst game that Saquon's had this year, you know, from a statistical standpoint.
So the response that we get from Jordan Mailata and other players, you don't think that's just a PR response? Because the players are not going to call out their coaches and coordinators. But it just seems like on the field,
well, but what if it's it true? Like but what if it's true? Like, what if the truth is that the offensive line is just not playing well this year?
Yeah.
They're not playing as well. What if Saquon isn't playing as well? It's possible. You know, we've thank you for the call, Tim. We've gotten so used to the offensive line being the best offensive line in football.
Yeah.
At some point, it's not going to be the best offensive line in football.
Well, it's not an automatic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not automatic. You still got to execute and play well.
Yeah. And I think that is entirely possible that is some of it.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, should be an interesting Nick Sirianni press conference. Who do you think asked the A.J. Brown question?
Hopefully Elliot.
You think Elliot will ask?
Definitely be Elliot.
Right. If he sees the press conference trending in one way.
Yes. Yeah. About field goals.
Well, Elliot, he doesn't wait long to get in there.
No. 215-592-9494. You'll hear Nick Sirianni next. We'll talk to you about the game as well. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.